This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
You know, it is a privilege. It is an honor. It is a delight to bring you God's Word. We're looking at the Father's peace. I love it. Just saying those words, we're at part 7 of the Peace of the Father. Just saying those words, say it with me, just for a second. The peace of the Father. Go on, repeat it again. The peace of the Father. How does it make you feel? What does it do? You know, you could be in such an angry state of mind right now. You could be so upset and frustrated. You could be so in disappointment for something that has happened. Maybe today, it doesn't matter. You could be in conflict. You could be arguing with someone. And then you stop and you just say those words, the peace of the Father. And peace comes instantly. I know it. Because every time I say it, I feel it. I feel that peace. We're looking today at Romans, the 12th chapter. And we're going to look at verses 17 and 18, but we're going to study 18 a little bit more. Verse 17 says, never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Do all you can to live in peace with everyone. When Paul wrote this to the Roman church, he didn't say, do all you can to live in peace with the selected few that you get on well with, but that person that you don't get on at all with. No, you don't need to live in peace with them. It doesn't say that. Do all you can to live in peace with everyone. On Worship TV, I started looking at Romans 12 and we were looking at renewing the mind, and I felt an urging by the Lord to continue through this particular chapter of Scripture. And now I am. I'm studying it all the way through with the viewers on Worship TV, and we're at verse 10 at the moment. But I'm going to go all the way through that chapter and perhaps into chapter 13 as the Lord leads. And so here I am. Here we are at verse 17. And what are we doing here? We're learning about peace. And I know it's affecting you. We're learning about peace, and I know it's changing your life. It's changing lots of things in your life. Because you're beginning to see the importance of this peace at all times. Oftentimes I have people who are trying to argue with me. Oftentimes they'll say something that is confrontational. And most times, I'm not saying always, but I'm saying most times when I'm faced with confrontation, I'm not rising to it. So through this series, I'm learning. I'm learning so much. There is no point in confrontation. There is no point in anger. There is no point in frustration. There's no point in worry. Why? Because all of those things change nothing. All of those feelings, those sentiments, those emotions, they change nothing. So what does peace do? Peace changes everything. It changes everything. If you can take out of the conflict and replace it with peace, then that is what happens. And I'm reminded as I'm speaking about the time when Jesus was on the boat and he was asleep in the bow, resting on a pillow. And there was a terrible storm and the disciples, they were so scared. So clearly they'd never seen a storm like this. Although they were used to fishing on the Sea of Galilee, they knew what the state of the weather could be, but they'd never seen anything as ferocious as this, and they were terrified, full of fear, full of fear. And where was Jesus? Fast asleep. Did they say, shh? Don't wake the Lord. Don't wake Jesus. He's sleeping. Let him not be scared. Let's leave him sleeping. Did they do that? Oh no. One of them ran to him and said, Master, quick, get up. Look at this storm. It's killing us. We're going to die. We're so scared. What do we do? And I can imagine Jesus just opening one eye to have a look around him. And then something amazing happened. Firstly, Jesus said, have you got no faith? Where's your faith? And then he stood up. That to me was amazing already, because when he was standing, the boat was being tossed hither and thither, yet Jesus stood up. And he rebuked the wind. That is what the scripture tells us. He rebuked the wind. We don't know what he said. He just told the wind off. Oi, what do you think you're playing at? Cut it out now. We don't know what he said. But Jesus rebuked the wind and then said these words, silence, be still. I love those words so much, because when you say silence, be still, all of a sudden, silence and stillness happen. You can say it in your head. You can say it out loud, but if you're talking to someone and there's conflict there and the conflict is building, I believe if you just say in your mind, in your heart, silence, be still, it stops and the peace is there. I believe this too. When you say the peace of the Father, there's peace there too. As I am bringing you this word, I feel such wonderful peace, and I know it is being transmitted and radiated to where you are, where you're listening to the radio. Whether you're listening on the iPad, or you're listening live on Worship Radio 247, or you're listening to the repeated broadcast on Worship Radio 247, it makes no difference. The words, the peace of the Father, the words, silence, be still, brings peace. just before that. Paul talks about never paying back evil with more evil. He says, do things in such a way that everyone can see that you are honorable. What he's talking about here is revenge. Someone has hurt you. Someone has done something to you. And you seek revenge. It's actually a natural emotion. But what I notice from this scripture is Paul says, never play back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see that you are honorable. Then he talks about peace. Do all that you can to live in peace with anyone, everyone. And then, into verse 19, he says, dear friends, never take revenge. He actually names it right there. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord. So he talks about revenge, he talks about peace, he talks about revenge. Why do you think he comes back to revenge? Because by talking about peace, it hasn't seemed to have sunken in to the Roman church. So he comes back and talks about revenge again. And he quotes the scripture saying, I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord. What a comfort is that? Knowing that you know that you know that you know that you know when you need to take revenge, God's got it. He's got it already. He's telling you to do nothing because he wants you to remain honorable. And he wants you to remain in peace. You see, he talks about revenge, we get rid of the revenge. He talks about peace, we get this perfect peace. And then he talks about revenge just to reiterate that God has got this. God isn't going to let it slip. When you need to take revenge, God has got this. When you've been disturbed by somebody, God has got this. But what he wants from you is perfect peace. Father, once again, I pray in Jesus' name, and I give you honor and glory for this awesome word, Lord. And we ask you now, whatever the situation of my brothers and sisters around the globe, we ask you now, Lord, in Jesus' name, to pour perfect peace into them wherever they are. Amen and amen. And as we close, I just want you to say this. The peace of the Father. Silence, be still. Say it again. The peace of the Father. Silence, be still. The peace of the Father. Silence. Be still.